Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baby, come back. Any kind of fool.
Could he come back? Would he come back? We're talking about Tom Brady, and just before we get into this Tom Brady podcast that he was on, Danny Green, three-time NBA champion, will join us at 11:20. I don't know what you guys have noticed about the Celtics, but their give a crap factor is at like zero.
I saw that in that Bucks game.
Just zero. They don't care at all.
Settle in. You're like, I'm going to watch this game. It's going to be a good game.
Nope.
Nobody even went. There's no, was it like one foul?
There was
the whole game?
Two free throws attempted in the entire game. The first time ever a team in the NBA has not attempted a free throw. That's nuts in itself. So that's going to happen at 11:20. But first, let's get to this because I told you I was going to make you feel better.
Go ahead.
So Tom Brady was on a Real Unique Concept podcast. I don't know if anybody's ever seen any shows that have done in like a barbershop. I'd say like, let me think of the most unique idea I can think of. I'm going to do an interview at a barbershop.
But at least this one is an actual haircut.
Yeah, and this
LeBron's
point in time,
is the shop. Yeah, you're just sitting in a shop. It's fake.
They're
Brady
using
had
it.
His
Nobody's
haircut.
Cutting hair. Yeah, so it's something called a Deep Cut Podcast, and here's what Tom Brady said about returning to play.
Let's say one day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs, offense is great.
Patriots,
somebody,
Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down, would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Well, I'll start with you, Lou. I mean, do you feel better now with the idea? At least he's open to the idea.
I mean,
he cites a couple teams. He even talks, he references Michael Jordan, so he knows it's possible.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Like, why wouldn't you? Even if you draft one of these kids, you have Brady kind of there for a year. I don't, why wouldn't you? I'd take him back. How about this? How about just go with Brady? Trade down, get a wide receiver and a tackle somehow in the first round.
No.
Just build around Tom Brady at 46. He's got a solid 5 years in him.
At least, right? Well, hell, you'll probably get more out of him than you do some rookie quarterback whose average lifespan as a starter after getting drafted is like 2.5 to 3 years.
Yes, his career's over. I do. Even his arrogance. Did you hear his arrogance? So he's like, I'll always be in shape.
I'm not so sure it is.
You know me. I'm always.
Brady Belichick's gone.
I always get in the gym.
Well, that's the underlying issue here. He brought up Patriots. I wish Vic Blades or whatever his name was had kind of pivoted there. You're talking about Vic Blades,
the host of.
Is that not his name?
No, I'm just. Oh, okay. Because you just said Vic Blades. I'm
just like, throwing it out there like everybody knows who Vic Blades
is. Come on.
Vic. He's edgy and Vic will way back.
Oh, yeah, the barber guy. The guy. Yeah, that guy.
He's presenting Brady with that.
And hold on. The whole Vic Blades thing, it's like a porn name.
Oh, you don't think Blades is the barber's last real name?
What are we doing here? Like, I mean,
Fabio Fabrizi is the weatherman in Rhode Island. You don't think Fabrizi is the guy's real name?
Oh, man.
But he brings up a very an honest hypothetical idea. Oh, the 49ers, a team that's built, but maybe their QB gets hurt, right? So that's an interesting question. But
Lou still hates his chair.
You are still fighting chairs.
Yeah, we dropped an F-bomb there quick.
How about that one? Just grab that one.
That's the one he put away.
Oh, that's what he put. Jeez, holy
the
cow.
Where's the hot honey?
How about the one behind you?
Oh, fine, check that one next break.
Yeah, he's going to wake
you
his way
what?
Through.
Come here. Take my chair.
No.
Come on.
I want
this
chair.
What the hell is going on in here?
No, I don't need your chair.
Take my chair.
No, because your chair's
warm and smelly.
Just keep your chair.
It's warm and
stinky. Stinky ass anyways.
But he brings up the 49ers, and Brady interjects with, or the Patriots, and it's like, that's on the tip of your tongue? That's on the top of a third overall pick team. Not a playoff team that might need a quarterback in January because of an injury. Patriots need a quarterback now. I wish Vic Blades had pivoted there and kind of gone down that road, but I'm with you, Lou. So, in a different way, the idea of trading
build
down,
around him?
That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Build
Phil
around
Perry
him.
Brought up last night on TV, why don't we just draft...
I'm with you.
Just draft Marvin Harrison at number 3, sign Tom Brady, draft a tackle at 34, and we just built an offense
that's,
that can win.
Me and Phil are on the same page.
Yeah, it's an idiot page.
Why?
No disrespect.
Build around
him.
I kind of like it.
What are you going to do, suck? Oh, great, you have a top 5 pick next year.
Yeah, you're going
to have a quarterback.
Anyways.
So what I do is I take Drake May, hashtag take Drake. I'm a maniac all night, and let him be mentored because Dan Orlovsky, I'm sure you've heard, says Drake May needs like 2 years of rest on the bench before he's ready.
Well, then you don't take him at 3.
No, I do. He learns with Tom Brady, who just runs the offense. So now Alex Van Pelt, sorry, you're not running the offense. You get Drake May for a year. Go off on a spring training side field and get Drake May ready for 2025. Because none of us wants to see Jacoby Brissett, correct?
Well,
nobody wants to see Jacoby Brissett.
Well, the only way you could sit a third pick overall if Brady's your quarterback.
Exactly. That's
because
why he's perfect.
By halftime of game one, if Brissett's starting,
exactly,
it's going to be like, what are we doing?
So this is perfect. You start Tom Brady as the ultimate shiny object to distract from the development of Drake May, because otherwise, Jacoby Brissett, I need Drake May. We got Drake May chance at Gillette Stadium right out the gates if anybody else is the quarterback.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, and it's not going to go well, right? We know. I'm pretty sure he's going to win. What's the max Brady wins? 7 games?
14.
Undefeated. What are you talking about? Brady never loses. I think people kind of put him up on this, but like he's some mythical figure.
I mean, they still don't have a left tackle, right?
At least 10.
They still don't have a left
he
tackle.
He doesn't need a left tackle.
They still don't have a wide receiver.
He doesn't need them either.
Are you sure about that?
Because
when he went to Tampa, he brought in a tight end. He brought in a wide receiver. He made sure he had weapons. I don't know how well he's going to do if he's throwing to Kayshon Booty, who's gambling
over
on every throw.
There you go. So yeah, you know what? He's never happy, this guy.
High maintenance.
No, honestly, he's going to go back
to
the little
chair
now.
High maintenance. Oh, you shrunk
God,
again.
It's worse.
His forehead's talking now. Before it was his groin.
I don't know. I think I'd still bring him in and build around him, if you ask me.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.